Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. We're going to have brutal heat again today with temperatures in the 90s, but apparently tomorrow...
winter is coming.
Okay, not really, but it's going to cool down a lot. Let's get the latest from the 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast. And here's Joe Lundberg.
And Linda, it is going to cool off dramatically in the next 24 hours, but we have to endure one more day of this heat today. We have the heat advisories, as you mentioned, until 8 this evening for the city and for the Jersey suburbs. Up to 93 this afternoon. We'll not get to the record of 96, but it's still going to be close enough. Well, as a front comes into the area late this afternoon, there'll be a couple of hours where there'll be some nasty thunderstorms that'll come on through, but that sparks the end of the heat wave. Tomorrow, about 30 degrees cooler with some rain to start the day, dries out in the afternoon, only 64. And that cool weather, once it moves in, it's not going anywhere through the entirety of the holiday weekend. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg, and I've got the details of this forecast change in less than 10 minutes on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds and 92.3. FM.
Police are asking for your help finding the person who attacked a conductor on a northbound 6 train Saturday night at a subway station in the Bronx. It happened at the 3rd Avenue 138th Street station just after 9:15 p.m. Cops say an unidentified man went up to the conductor, requested that the doors be opened, and then punched the conductor in the face before fleeing the station. The conductor was taken to Montefiore Westchester Square Hospital. He's said to be in stable condition. You can see pictures of that suspect on the NYPD's Crime Stoppers X page, which is NYPD Tips. Anyone with information asked to call Crime Stoppers.
Hello, it's an amazing book.
Well, it looks like the Book of Mormon on Broadway will be dark for one more week. The show had originally said performances were going to resume tomorrow, but now they say repair work is still needed inside the Eugene O'Neill Theater after that fire back on May 4th that caused the theater to shut down. The producers of the show announced that performances are now canceled through May 26th. So the 27th will be your next chance to see the show. The Book of Mormon has been in the Eugene O'Neill since 2011, and it's set to celebrate its 15th anniversary this year with a special week-long event next month that will have the original stars, including Andrew Rannells and Josh Gad, returning for special guest appearances. So hopefully everything's up and running. Well, after a massive renovation, the historic Orchard Beach Pavilion in the Bronx is reopening today and getting ready for the start of the upcoming beach season. Our Mary Lynn Buckley is there.
Linda, that's right. It is enclosed since 2009, and this is the first time it's opening ahead of Memorial Day weekend, the perfect time for people here at Orchard Beach to enjoy, to walk along this historic structure. And it is going to be happening today. We're going to be here as they cut the ribbon, and we're going to be hearing from New York City Parks Commissioner and also so many other people that love Orchard Beach that are here right now that have been waiting for over a decade for this moment. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. We're live in Orchard Beach.
Just ahead of Memorial Day weekend, and we're finding out that on Long Island, many of the beaches received a passing grade for water quality. That's the good news. We get more on this story from 1010 Winds reporter Sophia Hall. Soph.
And Linda, talk about a beautiful beach. Hobart Beach in Northport. The water is so clean. It looks like sparkling diamonds are throughout. This got an A+ rating from Save the Sound, which grades the water quality. The organization collects water samples to check for bacteria levels. And beachgoers here, they do notice how clean the water is for swimming. There are people out in the water here at Hobart. Some other beaches, though, got a C rating, include Asherokan and Wincoma Beach, but most got the passing grades of A or B. Linda?
It's our Sophia Hall reporting live from Long Island. Meanwhile, the search has resumed for a missing teenager after he disappeared while swimming in the waters off Rockaway Beach. The 17-year-old was last seen around 3:30 yesterday afternoon when he was swimming with a friend near Beach 73rd Street. Witnesses say he was overcome by a wave. His friends tried to pull him back in, but the current swept him out into the ocean. Lifeguards do not go on duty until this weekend, so there were none on duty yesterday, but some had been on the beach doing prep work. They jumped in to help, but it was too late. A government watchdog group is calling on Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to prosecute former Mayor Eric Adams. The Times report says the Citizens Union says The allegations against Adams, including bribery, illegal campaign donations, and campaign finance fraud, are too serious to ignore. Federal prosecutors had charged Adams back in 2024, but the Justice Department later moved to dismiss that case. They argued that it interfered with President Trump's immigration agenda. Legal experts say rebuilding the case in state court would be difficult without the cooperation from federal prosecutors, but citizen unions argue that state investigators should still examine possible wrongdoing. Bragg's office said in a statement that prosecutors had already considered pursuing a case at the time of the federal dismissal.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.